Itching to start your own craft brewery? The former South River Brewing Company building is on the block. The village recognizes that it is a unique property and may take some time to sell. That's how Don MacArthur, the clerk administrator for the village of South River, describes the municipality's effort to sell the former South River Brewing Co. building. The microbrewery ceased operations on February 29 last year in the municipally owned building. See, South River Brewing closing. It moved into the building in 2016 shortly after it was built by the village. After trying and failing to find a tenant for the site on its own in 2024, the municipality turned to Royal Lepage's commercial division in Sudbury to list the property. The listing says, its strategic location just off the main highway connecting Toronto and North Bay, coupled with its proximity to two national parks, positions the property as a prime opportunity for tourism-oriented businesses, food and beverage operations, or other innovative uses. This facility is a rare find, offering a turnkey opportunity for an established brewery looking to expand or a new entrant to the craft brewing industry. See the listing here. The sale comes on the heels that Wild Woods Brewing, formerly New Ontario, located on Seymour Street in North Bay, has ceased its taproom and brewery operations, effective December 21, citing financial pressures. See, past last call for local craft brewery. The South River listing is actually two properties. The former brewery is listed at $1.295 million and at the back of the building is about 1 acre of land the municipality also owns and has listed at $200,000. Additionally, the former brewery still contains all the brewing equipment and South River is selling the huge holding tanks and accessories for $150,000. We think all the prices are a bargain, says MacArthur. The building is very modern and meets all the accessibility standards. It is energy efficient and has fiber optics internet. MacArthur says the building was custom built with a brewery in mind and in that way, it's unique because many microbreweries are located in retrofitted buildings. At 8,112 square feet, the Highway 124 building can be used for several purposes. So, if someone has something else in mind other than a brewery, that's why we listed the equipment separately, MacArthur said. The site is zoned commercial industrial, meaning it can support a manufacturing, retail, or even tourism type business. MacArthur doubts it could be converted into housing given that it's on Highway 124 and that may not be an ideal location for residential living. Royal Lepage listed the properties on December 16. Prior to that, MacArthur said there was some interest in the former brewery site. The municipality put out a request for proposals in early spring and it received several proposals. MacArthur says most of the proposals would not be suitable for South River, but two were of interest and talks between the parties ensued. MacArthur says the deals fell apart because the proponents weren't able to come up with the financing to complete the deal. MacArthur said one of the proposals was another microbrewery. MacArthur said as the one-year anniversary approaches since South River Brewing Company closed, council decided it was time to use another tool to get its message out. We figure by casting a wider net we can craft a deal across the finish line, he said. We're confident there is interest out there and maybe there's someone in the brewery industry who wants to get ready and going by spring. MacArthur said from a financial standpoint the village did well when it collected taxes and rent from the former brewery. The taxes amounted to $26,000 annually to the municipality and MacArthur says losing that money impacted the overall budget by 0.25%. He added losing the jobs associated with the brewery was also a significant blow. The Royal Lepage listing will remain up for 1 year. MacArthur says because of the unique nature of the building, council realizes it could take 1 or 2 years to sell and it's prepared for that wait. Obviously we'd love for it to happen sooner, he said. MacArthur says the listings represent good value and he's confident someone out there will be interested. Quite often when it comes to things, it's just a matter of the price, MacArthur said. Hopefully we'll find that right buyer that's a good fit for South River and we can get some good economic activity happening back here. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.